You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
From ashes to the living font, your church must journey long, baptized in grace renewed. Your most holy word. Return to God with all your heart. Surrender and be free. With humble hearts we cry to you. Have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive our sin, we pray. We pray.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Light Show. My name is Dr. Kate DeVries, and I am working in the Young Adult Ministry Office for the Archdiocese, and I'm delighted to be with you this morning. I am here with the director of our office, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
And good morning, Dr. Kate. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Cold.
Yeah, it's a little nippy in the studio, everybody, and it was a little nippy outside.
That's right. It's Lent. We're in the
discipline. I tell you.
They're trying to discipline us here and keep us
yes.
on the chilly side.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
We're getting
good.
There.
Good. And we wish to say good morning to all of those who are choosing to listen to us this morning on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
Yes.
And those of you in the young adult world in your 20s and 30s with whom we are privileged to work and to serve, who might be listening to this via computer. This show is uploaded to our website on a monthly basis, and that's www.yamchicago.org. And you just click on our audio material. And a number of people download this, and they can put it on their MP3 players if they're out for a walk, a run, working out in the gym,
or on
whatever. On the train, going back and forth to work.
It's a great way to spend an hour.
And we're going to focus on something that's extremely contemporary and relevant, Lent.
Yay.
And that's Lent. And that's our job. And, Kate, we're very privileged to have someone with us today. Why don't you move us in that direction.
We are delighted that in the Young Adult Ministry Office, we currently have an intern working with us through Loyola University's Institute for Pastoral Studies. We are thrilled to have here in the studio with us Mr. Nathan Hernandez. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Dr. Kate.
How
Good
are
morning,
you?
Good morning, Father Keeson.
Good morning, Nathan.
And it's good to be here.
Oh,
trust us, we're even more thrilled that you're here.
Because Nathan has brought many, many gifts to our office, including one that revolves specifically around Lent. But we'll get to that in a couple of
minutes. We just thought that Nathan would bring something with us today that he hasn't, because he's from San Antonio, am I correct?
Yes, I am. I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
And it's not. Yeah. It doesn't get this cold in San Antonio.
It's not single digits over there. It's more like 80 right now.
And he was just there last week, so this is like Chicago shock to him.
It's a little bit.
Welcome. Back to
Bit cold during the second week of Lent.
I'm waiting on summer. I can't wait.
It's coming. Spring is coming.
We would also this morning, before we launch into our material on the season of Lent and to help us stay focused on the spirituality of the season, like to share a prayer and a concern for those for whom this all the rain we've had in the last 3, 4, or 5 days has become a real concern. I know that Kate waited out a flood near her home, and there's a number of people where this is really a stress. And if they have water in their yards and in their basements, and now it's gone down to 20 degrees, you have the fear of ice and ice dams and a number of different things. So I ask those of you who are listening to us in one form or another today that maybe you could pause for a moment and put in God's hands as many people for whom the current weather conditions have been a real, real stress, and we pray for their safety and for their property, which, again, is going to take either weeks or months to dry out, and it's just tough. So they're in our prayers. Am I correct?
Amen. Absolutely.
Amen.
Okay, great. And so Nathan brings some gifts to us.
Yes, he does. So, but we'd like to hear a little bit about Nathan. Nathan, who the heck are you? What's going on?
Well, like you mentioned, I'm from San Antonio, Texas. I went to undergrad there at the University of Texas at San Antonio. I actually have a bachelor's in business administration in information systems. So,
which means computers, everybody. We're so happy. Our computers have never felt so good. We've gotten memory updated and all sorts of good things have happened.
So being a part of ministry now is kind of a very drastic change for me. Something I didn't anticipate when I first went to undergrad, but something I'm grateful to be a part of now.
Nathan, what would have transitioned you from basically a dream to be in the business community to now finding yourself in a master's program in pastoral studies? I wouldn't say it's radical, but it's certainly different. But it must have been in your head for a while.
Yeah, it was in my head for a while. And when I was an undergrad, I was very involved in campus ministry there.
Okay.
So it was a public university, but they did have a campus ministry. And I participated in all the events that I could. I tried to network with other Catholics, build community. One of the exciting things that we've done there is we went to World Youth Days. And those, I encourage anyone to go who's listening. If you're, you know, it's just for anyone in their 20s and 30s, really, to go out there. It's a tremendous experience. And those experiences of sharing community with people 20s and 30s all across the world, gathering together, really moved me and pushed me toward wanting to do more than just being actively involved in business or something like that. So once I graduated, I worked for a little bit at different companies, and then worked for, my last most recent job was working for a major corporation as a computer programmer.
Okay.
Doing that, I found myself lacking somehow, wanting to do something with my faith.
Okay.
The day-to-day, day-in, day-out, 8-to-5 type of thing wasn't really – I wasn't getting enough spiritual need for myself. So – I looked up several programs, decided I wanted to go back to get a master's degree, came across Loyola's, University of Chicago's IPS program, and went from there.
Mm-hmm.
I applied, got accepted.
Wonderful.
And this was back in 2007, and I'm graduating this May, so it's been a tremendous experience.
Close. Yeah,
getting close, and we're the beneficiaries of your gifts this this semester, and we're really appreciative. And one of the things we want to focus on a little bit is that Nathan brings to the work of young adult ministry a gift and a skill that Kate and I only can say, well, I should only speak for myself, that I really don't have. And that is, it's pretty obvious that the younger generations are really the computer generations. They turn on a computer the way I turn on a clock radio. I mean, it's just second nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we have become increasingly aware in the work of young adult ministry that we have to become a bit more technologically savvy, because that's where people spend their time. And in some of the traditional ways of gathering, and I think, Nathan, you've mentioned one in terms of community that comes through a campus ministry at University of Texas, San Antonio, though that is important, and it does sustain you in a community that you find with people, Catholics around the world at World Youth Day. There's another whole sense of community, and that's that thing that's called virtual community, where people are connecting with one another through the internet a variety of ways. And obviously, Kate and I in our conversations have had try to find better ways to minister.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be correct?
That's absolutely,
Kate?
True. Absolutely. And when you say community online, it's not only you find a website and you get enriched by what's on the website. It's you find a website and you go into a chat room, you carry on a conversation, you connect with people, you learn what they value and what you value. And it really is dialogue, and it's different than what we saw 20 years ago or 40 years ago, certainly.
And Nathan, through the gifts that you continue to bring to our work, we've seen some of the positive values. I think we hear a lot of negative stuff in the culture today. You hear the word chat room, and right away you think of weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, that
they're
out
there. You never
know
who's in there.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't know sometimes who your neighbors are either.
Right.
And yet, what we've been exploring and discovering, and Nathan, when we get into this in a few minutes, about the tremendous gift of Lenten spirituality that Nathan is bringing to us this season, you're going to see some real positive ways that this medium can one, you know, many years ago, Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the message. Mm-hmm. Well, the medium is computer, and the medium is internet, and the medium is this word I don't understand called blog. And it's through that medium that the word of Jesus Christ can be effectively communicated to an awful lot more people than we're able to do it. And Kate and I, working in the world of young adult ministry, we are the ones responsible here in the Archdiocese of Chicago for our church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s. And when you think about the Archdiocese, that's from the Indiana line to the Wisconsin line, way out to the edge of Lake County in the Northwest and far out west in Cook County. That's an enormous, that's 370 parishes. It might be one of the largest segments of the American population when you look at it just in terms of the sociology. And so we're always trying to find ways to do our work. And technology and the gift that Nathan Hernandez is bringing to us has been pretty important. And we're going to break that open and give people an opportunity to participate.
Well, yes, and I just want to jump in here and say that doing the online stuff has really been tremendous for me. Ever since I decided to get into ministry, I've been thinking of a way that I can combine my previous knowledge, which right. is in computers, with the knowledge I'm gaining now, which is in pastoral studies. And to do something like this, it's meaningful to me because I think I found a segue or a way to get in to this new environment and to potentially help people. I mean, that's what it's all about. And I think, and I hope that people that are going on to this blog or going on to any of sort of things like this online value it.
Sure.
Because, you know, I was busy. I was busy working, 12 plus hours a day. I couldn't do daily things. I couldn't go to
small faith group
yeah, or
anything
like that.
Gather with people,
right.
church services.
So
mm-hmm.
jumping online for me was very beneficial. And I think as long as you get a constant stream of people participating, you mm-hmm. build your own community online, you can still get right. a great deal of faith sharing done
sure.
online. And that's comparable to what you get in person.
And right. we will explore that as soon as we come back from break. You are listening to The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, and we will be right back.
Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble. Be with me.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
You are listening to the uplifting sounds of the Master Singers of Archmere Academy in Delaware. Hello, I'm Father Jordan Kelly, co-founder of the Master Singers, and I would like to invite you to an evening of spiritual folk and love songs by this Championship Chamber Choir. We will gather at 7 p.m. on Saturday, March the 28th, in the beautiful setting of St. James Chapel at the Quigley Center. That's at the corner of Rush and Pearson. Your $12 donation will help support the evangelization ministry of the Archdiocese of Chicago. For more information and for tickets, call 312-534-5299 or visit www.goingforth.org. Let me give you that number again, 312-534-5299. I hope to see you Saturday, March 28th, for an evening with the Master Singers of Archmere Academy.
With me, Lord. Be with me, Lord. Be with me, Lord. trouble. Be with me, Lord.
And welcome back to the Light Show with Dr. Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, and our intern Nathan Hernandez. And we've been listening this morning to some wonderful music by John Engadi on a CD called Joy Beyond Our Dreams, Meditations for Lent and Easter. That's coming through from World Library Publications. We're grateful to them for allowing us to use the music, but some wonderful, wonderful music there. Now, Nathan, before you went to break, you reminded me of something that John had taught me while I was still teaching before I switched careers and came into ministry, and that was that the gifts of your life are your vocation.
That's
Find
right.
what you love to do and do it well, whatever it is. So even working in the business world for that time, that was your vocation then, mm-hmm. and you learned to share your gifts, and now you've transferred those gifts into ministry and broadened your horizons in terms of using them, just like I took the gifts that I had from teaching, and now I'm using those
exactly.
in a very different way. So
right.
God is with I. It was new to me, the concept that you could have two vocations. You know,
yeah.
Once I thought teaching was my vocation, I thought that's all there is, and how could I go into ministry now?
I mean, I had to get rid of that. I thought for a time I was like, do I have to leave my entire past life behind
no.
to
okay.
do something else?
No.
Right.
No, and I mean, I seriously was, because I was like, how am I going to use a computer-related degree
right.
in ministry?
Right.
Exactly.
You know.
And today, more so than ever, you are the future for a variety of outreaches in our church. We heard that little spot during the break of Father Jordan Kelly, who was the director of the Office of Evangelization for the Archdiocese, inviting people to a concert. And right before the break, you mentioned, I don't have a lot of time. And though we continue to invite people in all of the ministries of the diocese to things, let's be honest, folks, fewer and fewer people are in fact coming out to an awful lot of things today. The demands upon people's time of all ages is not the same as it was. My dad, may he rest in peace, worked downtown and took a commuter train, got off the same train every single day, Monday through Friday at the exact same time. People's lives today are so much longer in terms of their work day. And so I think the concern we have had in the Office of Young Adult Ministry, and maybe many of you listening to us today whose children or grandchildren are young adults, if you're in, certainly those of you who are young adults yourselves, you know full well that we have to find more effective ways to take the message of our church and certainly the message of the Lord Jesus Christ out to people. And where we want to move this morning, Nathan, is the gift that you have brought to us. There's a word called blog and the participle called blogging, which to me sounds more like something a plumber would use. Lady, you're all blogged up, and yet this has become probably the latest computer trendy word, and it's a way of communicating. Am I correct? Let's start with the fundamentals here.
Yeah, it is a way of communicating. It's basically a community in which people can go read posts and respond to posts. A post could be, in this case, with our blog, is a daily reflection, daily point of spirituality for people to come to.
Okay.
So it might have audio. There might be audio on the blog. There might be just text. There might be some imagery. But all these combination of things mm-hmm. help people get spirituality in their life, get closer to Jesus than mm-hmm. they would normally throughout their day.
Sure.
If they were not didn't have the time to go to church, for instance, or didn't have the time to do a faith sharing group, so these things this is a way for people to get closer to Christ, get closer to their Catholic faith, aside from their everyday lives.
So, in other words, what you have helped us do is put together a daily spiritual activity for each day of Lent.
It is. It's an exercise. A
right.
Spiritual
exercise. Mm-hmm. So in many ways, it's no different than the Ignatian exercises in another form. It's no different than some of the wonderful little booklets that we've all seen for the Lenten season, mm-hmm. Minute Meditation, or somebody has written a little reflection on the scripture for each day of Lent. This is the same thing, but it's done through cyberspace.
That's correct. And basically, we only ask people that come to do this blog, we only ask maybe 10 minutes of
right.
someone's day.
Exactly.
So it's a very short amount of time that people have to spend on this to get something out of it.
Sure. What we're going to do is we're going to invite you to join invite you or anybody you know who might be a young adult to take the remaining 4 weeks of Lent and to be a participant in this little spiritual mm-hmm. exercise. And if you go to our website, yamchicago.org, on the front page you're going to see what?
Well, you're going to see a section that says Lent.
Right.
And on that page, if you click Lent, it'll take you to the website, which is we call this Lenten spirituality session, Awaken Project, or okay. Awaken Lenten Journey. And so you can click that link, and the actual address that it will fully take you to is yamchicago.org/awaken.
Awaken.
And if you go to that site, you can easily register. On the top left corner, it'll say click here to register.
And you register with your email address.
Yes, email address
okay.
And username that you create.
Okay.
And once you have that, you'll be able to participate on the posts that we give daily.
So every day we are using the scripture for each day. Am I right, Kate?
They're all posted. We
right.
might be using a different theme.
Yeah, we have.
Most of them
right.
are based on
there's,
scripture.
There's several weekly themes. Right. And different, like for instance, this week is – neighbor, love of neighbor, mm-hmm. love of others.
Right.
So we go through that theme and we take the scripture for that day, the different readings for the day, and mesh it with the theme and come right. up with this reflection point that's going to bring that out.
And the reflection, the one you asked me to do for this coming Friday, I've chosen to do audio. So you can read it there, but Nathan has given us the capability of being able to record this, and that's on there. Some days there's music, some days there's pictures. And so we're able to, in many ways, to do much more on a daily basis than you can do with a little printed thing that might be in the back of some church. And these are the kind of things that the younger world
has
become incredibly used to.
It's interactive. And right. we want people – that's the whole reason we want people to respond. I mean, it's not just going on there and reading the reflection. We
sure.
want people to go on there and give a response. What did it bring out in you?
Right.
How did it touch you? How
right.
did it make you feel? And this is the type of thing that we're looking for, building an interactive community online.
And so by going online and in reflecting on the day's spiritual exercise, you now have the opportunity of writing, if you so choose, your own reflection to it. And you can enter in some way or another into literally a cyber conversation with your peers who have also made comments. They may be reflecting on what you're saying, and you can respond that kind of way. And Or choose not to, just to do it yourself.
And part of the joy of it, too, is that we hear different voices.
You know, exactly. Right.
A 26-year-old dad would be speaking to a 32-year-old nurse who's, you know, life is spinning and still she's in college and doesn't have a lot. But you hear the different voices, and
right.
there's a lot to be learned by listening to one another and tapping into the spirituality of one another.
And that's, you know, tapping into that spirituality and bringing it out, that's really the whole where the whole name of the site comes from, to say awaken.
Awaken.
You know, awaken your spirit, inspire your heart for the 40 days of Lent.
Sure.
And touching this, we all went into what I themed this around was basically Matthew 13, which is a sower and the seed message of Jesus. And so to say, how are you receiving the word of God? Is it touching you? Are you using it? Are you responding
right.
to it in the right.
right
way? And so this is really a chance for everyone who participates to awaken to that greater sense of this is how I'm going to respond to God today in my life.
And that's the nature of Lent. How are you receiving the word of God into your life? And can we do it in a more effective way?
Mm-hmm.
And so the church calls us to 40 days, fasting, discipline, charity, kindness towards others.
Service. Yeah.
Service and spiritual exercise. We're going to take a break, and when we come
Actually,
back,
we're not going to
break.
Break.
Okay.
We've got Lauren on the phone waiting for us from Charis Ministries. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
There she is.
This is Lauren Gaffey, who is on staff, with Charis Ministries, the Jesuit outreach to young adults. Lauren, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what your position is with Charis?
I'm the programming coordinator at Charis here for the Chicago programs, and Charis is an outreach to those in their 20s and 30s, and we provide a variety of services, things like retreats, service days, speakers, all based around the idea of helping young adults learn a little bit more about Ignatian spirituality, kind of the catchphrase being finding God in all things. So how do we find God in what we do in our service, in the education, in learning from speakers, in spending time on the retreats, which are very, very modified kind of versions of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius.
All right. And now, Lauren, I know that Charis Ministries did a beautiful job of kicking off Lent with a special day on Lent. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
We did. We had a every year we do a Lenten day of reflection, and we bring in a different speaker. And this year, the theme was Let the Light of Christ into Your Life. And the speaker was Father Joseph Brown, who's a Jesuit priest. He's a professor of Black American Studies down at the Southern University, Carbondale. Mm. And he gave a presentation. We had a lot of work with spirituals, as well as just kind of the themes that emerge from Black Catholic spirituality. And so combined with a couple of professional musicians who did an incredible job of leading the day, he kind of walked us through coming out of the valley and into the light. So the Lent being that valley, being that time of preparation and looking at, really taking a good hard look at who we are, where we come from. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. but being able to say, okay, that's where I'm coming from. Where am I going?
And where
does Christ fit into that?
Yes. So you're doing, you started Lent by doing something very similar to what Nathan just described about our website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting the light of Christ into your life and
exactly.
finding ways to deepen your spirituality, to be more present to God at work in your life during
mm-hmm.
this sacred time.
Absolutely.
Now, Lord, let me ask, Father Cusick here, let me ask, you heard a little bit of what Nathan was saying here about your generation and their connection to a computer and every kind of things. First of all, can you share with us the Charis Ministry website? So for those who are interested in checking in with you folks.
Mm-hmm. It's charisministries.org, which is charisministries.org.
Great. charisministries.org. And as you mentioned when you first came on the air with us, that this is the Jesuit outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Focusing on Ignatian spirituality to those in their 20s and 30s. Lauren, think a little bit about your own journey and your own peer group and their relationship to internet and different ways that Nathan was talking about using this medium as a form of spirituality and spiritual exercise.
It's absolutely it's crucial. It's where we spend a lot of our time, either at work or at home. It's where we go to get information.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea, there's a book by Mike Hayes, Googling God, and that's really what we do a lot of times. And it's
sure.
not the only thing, obviously.
Sure.
It's not the only way of connecting, but mm-hmm. it's where I think we go a lot of times for answers for everything else. And
mm-hmm.
so it just makes sense to us to look for things on the internet, look for resources on the internet. If you're on a computer already, it's easy to type in a website and go to the Awaken posts and the blogs and look at that and see what's going on. It's easy to go to the internet and search for a retreat.
Sure.
And so that's where we start.
Sure.
And then that ideally connects us to a larger faith community, which includes not just that the online, the virtual, but also the in-person communities
sure.
as well.
Sure. I can't help but think that if the Lord Jesus of Nazareth were with us today, this would be his outreach.
Yep, I think you'd have a blog.
The Jesus blog.
Yeah. And I'm serious as a heart attack about that because, the Scripture tells us that the Lord Jesus went from town to town and the crowds followed. And today, among your generation, the way to go from town to town and person to person and around the world is by opening up your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And there we can proclaim Christ, and there we can do the inviting to a variety of things. But I don't want to undervalue something, Lauren, that you and Father Michael Sparrow and the people of Charis offer young adults in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and namely tremendously important opportunities to meet one another, to pray with one another, and to reflect with one another. I think virtual community works for a lot of people, but not necessarily all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nathan, when we asked Nathan a little bit about his journey from basically a Bachelor of Administration degree at the University of Texas, San Antonio, to ministry, his jumping off point was campus ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I met some people. I was a part of a community of people. And in this age of internet, when it can be so impersonal, I think the gift that Charis Ministries in Chicago brings is a chance for people to be with one another.
And actually, Lauren, we have to go to a break very soon, but in just a couple of sentences, you guys did a beautiful job setting up some small faith groups for this Lent. Can you share a little bit about how that's going, what's going on there?
Yeah, they're actually going quite well. We've got groups in different places around the city and the suburbs, and what they're doing is they meet once a week, and it's a small groups of, you know, anywhere from 4 to 10 people, depending on who's able to make it that week.
Okay.
And then there are a couple of trained facilitators who can kind of guide the conversation and help people to focus on the readings and the questions. And then the materials that we put together have, you know, beginning and ending prayer out of the Ignatian tradition, so a couple of prayers of St. Ignatius. And then there's a gospel reading and a reflection based on that, and then some questions for people to focus on.
Terrific.
Great, thank you.
So both of our work is offering people opportunities to exercise themselves spiritually by being connected with small faith groups, by going online through Awaken in a variety of ways to keep the message of Jesus Christ through the Catholic tradition before us and every day.
Absolutely.
Terrific.
Lauren,
terrific.
Thank you so much for your help. Lauren, could you give us a phone number before you go if somebody wants to place a quick call?
Mm-hmm. It's 773-508-3237. That's the main office.
3237.
And it's charisministries.org, charisministries.org, at 773-508-3237.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
Keep doing great things for the Lord.
Thanks, you too.
Have a great day.
Give our best to Father Michael.
I will.
And we are going to break. We will be right back.
From ashes to the living font, your church must journey, Lord. Baptized in grace renewed, by your most holy word. Return to God with all your might.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave her a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
This is Cardinal Francis George with a personal invitation to join my internet-based network. Beginning in Holy Week, it will be my pleasure to send you short reflections to help you on your spiritual journey. You can sign up by going to our website at www.archchicago.org. All we need is your email address. That's www.archchicago.org. Thanks for joining the Cardinals Network as we use the internet to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And we are back with more of the Light Show right here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Dr. Kate DeVries, Father John Cusick, and Mr. Nathan Hernandez here in the studio. And we are continuing our conversation of the journey of Lent, and we want to now invite another phone guest to be with us. We have Mr. Paul Jarzembowski, who is out in the Diocese of Joliet. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Kate. Good morning, John. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning. Good morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Is it as cold in Joliet, Romeoville, where you are, as it is here in Chicago?
Oh, it's very cold, but at least it's sunny.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
And Paul is the director of Young Adult Ministry for the Diocese of Joliet, which all of you know is just, it's our brother or sister right to the west of
Diocese,
us.
Diocese, yes.
And Paul, Lent, young adults, think out loud.
And Paul is a young adult, everybody. So, you know, as is Nathan, as was Jack, Lauren. So we're hearing some young adult voices. But Paul, tell us about what does Lent mean for you and what's going on through your work?
Yeah, well, you know, I spent a lot of time, like yourselves, working on helping the young adults on their journey throughout the year and throughout Lent. But this Ash Wednesday, it kind of occurred to me that I somewhat need to take Sabbath time for myself. I'm so used to being in control of ministry that I need to let go a little bit. And so one of the things, similar to what you're doing in the Young Adult Ministry Office and what Cardinal George I know is doing as well, is our bishop is, I was using the Internet as well, and he is doing an online retreat. Each week, two sessions each week, he does an online retreat, and I'm using that as an opportunity to allow my boss, as it were, to be my shepherd and to guide me on a Lenten retreat each week. I get to see him every now and then throughout the diocese, but it's a nice time to, just like that reading on Ash Wednesday said, go into your room and close the door. And so every time I have a break here at the office, I do that. I take a time to go on our diocesan website and take a listen to what Bishop has to say to me, and it's been a really nice thing to be enriched by somebody that normally I see as my boss, but for a few moments each day get to see him as a shepherd, and that's been really life giving for me to be ministered to for a change, and to allow him to fill me with some Lenten spirit. So and I'm excited about that, because one of the things is that after these 6 weeks of Lent, we're culminating that with young adults in our diocese. You were talking before about the difference between the virtual community and a live community.
Sure.
And at the end of Lent, Bishop is going to gather young adults on Holy Thursday night for a midnight pilgrimage to seven churches in Joliet after the Holy Thursday Mass. So that'll be a live experience that we'll be able to culminate our virtual experiences with him throughout Lent in a live experience on Holy Thursday night. So that'll be really
great. Yes. And that's been his tradition. He's done that for a number of years now, hasn't he?
This is our second year.
Second year.
He specifically said, I want to spend Holy Thursday night till midnight with young adults.
Very cool.
That was his thing.
Very cool. And Paul, for the people in your area and for anybody that wants to connect, what is your website? How can they reach those Lenten retreat meditations?
Sure. The Lenten retreat is available at www.dioceseofjoliet, all one word, dioceseofjoliet.org. And if they want to specifically connect with some of the young adult things we have, it's just /YAM after that.
Right.
And if they would like to participate along with yourself in Bishop Sarton's retreats during Lent, they just go to the website and it'll direct them pretty clearly from there?
It's right at the top of the page. It's been one of the things is our computer services in our diocese has reported that's actually been one of the most popular thing we've ever had on our website. So it's real. People are really getting out there, and a lot of young adults are already, they're Facebooking about their reflections and stuff like that. So it's really been a great experience to draw all ages of people, but especially the young adults who are using the Internet for their spirituality sometimes in the midst of their busy days at work or wherever they're at.
And you've just hit on two words that Nathan has reinforced with us, and that is busy and spirituality. and really, Paul, you're reinforcing this that the computer has given us the giftedness to be able in a busy world with busy people to offer them spiritual gifts.
Yeah, it's been a nice opportunity to in a way it doesn't fulfill a faith community, but it buttresses it. It lifts it up and continues it on, because you might not be able to see somebody for a couple of weeks, between times of community, whether it's a small community, whether it's Mass, whether it's an event that young adults do together. The online community at least makes people feel like, even in that gap, that canyon between those mountaintop experiences of real community, it allows you to fill that in and not feel like you're just dropped off and waiting for the next opportunity to really connect in person.
Terrific.
You know, one of our speakers, Friar John Paul Caffiero, said in a talk to young adults that, you know, when you consider the bagel that some of us had for breakfast this morning, it has that hole in the middle. And that hole is indeed a part of the bagel, just like within each of us. There's this hole, there's this empty space, there's this longing and this hunger for more. And we hear that from young adults pretty frequently, that there's that longing, that hunger for God in our lives. You know, you're looking for more, you want to be fed. And I think, you know, jumping online is certainly a way to address that hunger and to be fed, even if you can't, as we've been talking, get out to church or get out to a prayer group or a small faith group or whatever's happening. Outside. Very cool.
Terrific.
Paul, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Continue the good work you guys are doing, too.
Okay,
sure,
Paul.
Shall.
Best to your bride.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. And you are listening to The Light Show right here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. We're going to take a break. Thanks so much for listening. We will be right back.
I am in trouble. Be with me.
Are you or someone you know experiencing the sadness of infertility? Are you committed to spreading the gospel of life? Then join us on Saturday, March 28th at the Marriott O'Hare for a major conference on Dignitas Personae, the new Vatican instruction on bioethics. Dr. Thomas Hilgers, a pioneer in assisting infertile couples to have children, will present on NAPO technology. Neuroscientist Father Tad Kaholchik will discuss the Church's guidance on artificial reproductive technologies. Cardinal George will present on the dignity of the human person, and Bob Gilligan will discuss key legislative issues that impact our faith. This event is sponsored by the Archdiocese of Chicago Respect Life Office, the Office for Evangelization, and Relevant Radio. Attendance is $35 and includes breakfast, lunch, parking, and materials. For more information or to register, go to www.respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355.
The Jewish and Catholic communities of Chicago will co-sponsor the 14th annual Joseph Cardinal Bernardin Jerusalem Lecture on Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. at the Lincoln Park campus of DePaul University. Professor John Levinson will speak on monotheism and chosenness, the Abrahamic foundation of Judaism and Roman Catholicism. Dr. Levinson is Albert A. List Professor of Jewish Studies at Harvard Divinity School and recently co-authored Resurrection, The Power of God for Christians and Jews with Kevin Madigan of Harvard Divinity School. At the lecture, His Eminence Francis Cardinal George will attend and greet the audience. The date again is Thursday, March 26th at 7 p.m. Admission is free, but reservations are requested. Please call 312-534-5325 to reserve your place. That number again is 312-534-5325. We hope to see you there.
Be with me, Lord. Be with me, Lord. Be with me, Lord, when I am in trouble.
And welcome back to The Light Show. Again, that's our friend John Angotti talking about Psalm 91, Be With Me, Lord. We are delighted to enter into that peaceful space in this Lent. And now we want to turn our attention in just a little different direction. Father Cusick talked about Lent as being a time of prayer and fasting and discipline and almsgiving. And we have a friend online who's going to help us look at the service element, sharing your gifts, giving to others. We have on the line Ms. Jackie Pozek. Good morning, Jackie.
Morning, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Excellent, excellent. Jackie, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're up to, and then we'll talk about service for Lent.
Sure, yeah. Well, I work at the John Paul II Newman Center at the University of Illinois at Chicago. That is the Catholic Student Center on campus, and my official title is Director of Campus Ministry there. I work with Father Pat Marshall, and basically I work with the students in all aspects of ministry, so in service, in spirituality, and in social stuff, so that they are part of a Catholic community and experience, you know, that kind of fellowship and community that hopefully once they graduate, they'll be able to embrace when they're part of a Catholic parish. So it's it's a pretty great gig, actually, because working with college students, working with Catholic college students, they have a vibrancy and a passion about things like service and also about their devotion. It's very inspiring, and their passion for service comes through very clearly. And service is also a way that people who may not have come from a really, you know, strong Catholic family background, or may have, you know, some questions about their faith, or may have not been very involved, it's sort of a catalyst for them to get involved, because everybody's like, oh yeah, I'll do service, I'll work at a soup kitchen, I'll do this, that, or the other thing. And then introducing the faith element to that, the fact that we don't just do service because it's a nice thing to do, or because it makes us feel good, but because it's actually part of our calling as human beings, that really speaks to people, and it's sometimes a catalyst for them to get more involved with their faith and examine it more deeply. So that's frankly probably my favorite part of the job.
And let me say, Jackie, we met when she was an intern in our office, just like Nathan is now, and she's gone on to do great things. She's a graduate of University of Chicago with her master's in divinity. And Jackie, it's so good to see you doing so much great work in the field, you know, giving back to the church in Chicago after you had that great experience and shared your gifts with us. So that's so good to see. Now, we understand you've got a great next project coming up in another week or two. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. We will be going down to Berea, Kentucky with the Christian Appalachia Project. We'll be taking a group of 15 students plus me, so there will be 16 of us total. And we will be going down to work specifically on rebuilding homes of the poor folk down there in the community. So, you know, we do basic construction, siding, drywalling, although some of it is more, you know, more complex. And we work with the specific family on a specific site for a week on their homes. And the benefit of that is that you actually get to meet these people and get to talk with them, get to know them, get to see a different part of our country, a different kind of culture. And it's really eye-opening, I think, for the students, in my experience, first of all, for them to see that poverty is not just a problem in the cities, but it's also a really significant problem in rural areas, but also to respect the fact that there are people living in a different part of the country who may live their lives a different way, but are still deserving of our respect and our care and our love for them as Christians.
Excellent.
So. Yeah,
Jackie, I have an intrigue about this trip and about what you do. And in many ways, I've always thought that when church works best, it offers a counterculture. And in the popular culture, it's spring break, and we're gonna start seeing people in Daytona Beach, Lauderdale, South Padre Island, all over the country, and we're going to see this decadent culture of college people who scantily clad, over drinking. You know, right now you could write the article and we could pull the pictures, and yet here you are in campus ministry, inviting people not to go to Lauderdale, but to go to Appalachia. What does that say about these students to you?
Well, I think it says that, you know, they're looking for something different. They're looking for something more. You know, they're college students. They see the decadent experience pretty much every weekend. I mean, college life in our country, you know, for better or worse, is a place where people go and they party and they experiment with, you know, sex and drugs and drinking. It's often a culture of excess, and yet it doesn't take long for a person of substance to see that that doesn't really provide any substantial relationship, any substantial connection, and any substantial joy. I mean, it's fun for the night, maybe, and you might have some interesting stories to tell your friends on Monday and Tuesday, but that's really not enough to get you by if what you're looking for is real connection. And I think that that's what a lot of college students really are looking for, you know, in terms of the rampant sexual activity and stuff like that. People are lonely. People are looking to connect with somebody, but they don't know how. Right. They're, you know, because our society says, you know, go out and just, you know, go crazy and don't take the time to develop substantial relationships that are caring and respectful and loving, because that's boring. Because that doesn't make for good reality television.
Yeah, so here in a major university, major secular university, very much the experience that Nathan shared with us when we went on the air today, that he was a student at the University of Texas San Antonio, and you're a campus minister at the University of Illinois Chicago. You are providing an oasis, an alternate frame of view for people to live their life.
Yeah, and that's what we call it. We actually call it an alternative spring break, because it is. It's a chance for somebody, you know, a young college student, to work with other college students in an environment that is substantial and that does offer a chance for positive relationships, for them to be real people with each other and for them to be real people with the people that they're serving. And also for them to encounter real people in another part of the country and sort of open their eyes to the reality of being an American. Not everybody goes to college. Not everybody gets, you know, 3 square meals a day. Not everybody has educational or family opportunities like they do.
Sure.
And that's something that I think they're longing for. They're looking to do something that has some meaning and some purpose. And I think that's the call of Christ in their lives.
Sure.
These are kids who are hearing the call of the Spirit. I say it to them all the time. The Spirit is at work in the world. You know, that's something that I firmly believe. And the Spirit is definitely at work in these kids, but at the same time, they've got to answer that call. And these kids are doing that. These kids are, you know, they're kind of listening. And I've asked all of them, I've been like, you know, so why you want to go? And they're like, well, I've never really done anything like this before. I think it sounds kind of cool. You know, maybe give something a little bit back. And you know, I mean, some of them are like, because Jackie asked me to, or because...
And you're very convincing.
I am, actually. It's the ministry of high pressure. It's kind of a standing joke. But
the personal invitation goes a long way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they really do, and it's amazing to me watching them over the course of the week kind of grapple with the challenges that they encounter, because it's not an easy week. It's, you know, physically it's very demanding, and it's also demanding on them, you know, kind of emotionally and spiritually, to see, you know, okay, this is a different kind of culture. One of the questions they ask is, why don't they just leave? Why don't they go to the city and get a job? That's what they're asking on Monday. But by Friday, they're saying, you know what? I really appreciate the fact that these people are a part of a culture here, and that's something that they value, and I respect that. And that's an amazing transformation to watch just over the course of a week, to see these kids really, you know, connect with people whom they obviously would never meet under any other circumstances. Mm. And if they did meet them, probably wouldn't understand them if they hadn't spent some real solid time with them.
Jackie, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. We really appreciate that. And we wish you and your students all the best on your journey. It truly is a pilgrimage and mission work. And
travel safely.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Yeah, keep us in your prayers. Last year we got a flat tire. It was a nightmare.
Okay.
That will do.
Thanks, Jackie. And we're going to go to our break. Thank you so much for listening. We will be right back.
From ashes to the living font, your church must journey long.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
In our next few issues of the Catholic New World, as well as on our website, gather tips to enhance your Lenten journey.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Be with me, Lord. Be with me, Lord.
And welcome back to the Light Show with Father John Cusick, Mr. Nathan Hernandez, and Dr. Kate DeVries. It's been a joy being with you and walking through this Lenten material. Thank you for joining us today. Now, Nathan, we need to go back to the Awaken Project.
Yes,
tell us again how people can reach the site and the main reason why they should.
Well, it's a chance for young adults who are otherwise busy with their lives to join a community and share their faith experiences with one another, to reflect on what's going on in the Gospels, through the daily readings, and to kind of reflect on what's going on in their own life. How is God touching them today?
Great.
Now, if they want to go to this site, and I invite everyone who is listening to go to this site, it's www.yamchicago.org/awaken. Now, you go to the site, just click register, sign up, and you'll get an email. Just confirm that it's your email address, and you'll be ready to go. You can start.
And you can listen to today's reflection. You can take a look at that, and you can look at all the reflections from the beginning of Lent,
yep,
right?
Since Ash Wednesday, you can look at all the previous posts that have occurred.
Excellent. So people can even skim if there's a particular topic they want to delve into. They can even go in.
There's even a search function on the site. You can search for whatever you think
you
might
are
be in
so
there,
good. So. Nathan has thought of everything.
And these and this is what we're offering as a spiritual exercise.
Yes.
For the Lenten season, based on the daily readings for morning Mass, daily Mass, and then pulling a little thought out of one of those readings.
Yep.
And either a written reflection on it. Sometimes I know Kate did an audio thing the other day, and that was on there. Mm-hmm. And Nathan is encouraging us.
Today there's an image. There's a beautiful collage of image that Kate put together last night. So.
And that Nathan actually put together, but I pulled some images from our office. Excellent.
Sure. And again, the website is
www.yamchicago.org/awaken.
And if you forget the /awaken, if you just go to yamchicago.org.
The link's right on the front page.
Right on the front page. Go to the bottom of the front page and click your little mouse. I'm learning all these words, blogs, mouses.
Chat rooms.
You know, all these.
You're getting a technical savvy.
I'll tell you, at the age of 63, you keep on
not
learning.
Not bad.
How about that?
Just a little bit, if I can throw in two more things. We're continuing with our yacht clubs, Young Adult Catholics Hanging Together, on the on March 12th, which is tomorrow. We have Rachel Dowd speaking on China. That's going to happen in the northwest suburbs. Details are on our website. And also the I&M Canal Yacht Club takes place in Orland Park at Fox's Pub. They just had one this past Tuesday. They'll have another on Tuesday, April 14th. Father David Lord, who's a Marian priest, is going to be sharing his wisdom on, again, April 14th. Details on our website. If we can help you in any way, please call our office, 312-466-9473, or again, visit that website, yamchicago.org.
And if you would like to add the email address of any young adult that you know to get an emailing from the Young Adult Ministry Office to let them know about the Catholic Church's activities and concerns, spiritual programs for them, go right on that first page of the website, and on the left side at yamchicago.org, you can add an email address, and the rest will be taking place.
Absolutely.
So if we could reprise real quickly today, Awaken, yamchicago.org, Charis Ministries, CHARISMINISTRIES.org.
Yep.
DioceseofJoliet.org. Yep. And we would ask you one thing, folks. In 4 weeks, it'll be Wednesday of Holy Week. We're going to do a very special morning of reflection during this hour.
Thank you. We'll be back in a month.
Surrender and be free. With humble hearts we cry to you. Have mercy on us, Lord. Forgive our sin, we pray. We pray.
Through fasting, prayer, and charity, your voice speaks deep within, returning us to ways of truth.